what? I'm gay, okay? I'm not just gay, I'm very gay. I'm gay like Barry White is black, okay? Shelley Winters is to cellulose as I am to gay. Or I don't know, maybe it's just that I'm lazy, you know? Maybe I just want someone to be able to hang out, watch football, and drink with, and someone to have sex with without having to drive to two different people's houses. No, I'm just a faggot, that's all there is to it. Oh well, for whatever reason I'm gay, I've always felt this kind of kinship with the gay community. They're like my family, you know? So naturally I feel a strong need to give something back to the gay community, right? Something helpful like, ooh, say perhaps a little advice. And I'm gonna do that right now. This is for the avid gay priders, okay? Not necessarily everyone who's proud of being gay, but just those people who feel they have to go balls to the walls pushing for gay acceptance. Okay, are you ready? This gay pride thing that you're doing? I'm sure you feel very special and strongly about it and everything, but you know what? Here's a little secret. It makes you look like freaks! For God's sake, the world doesn't need P.T. Barnum anymore because of you! Cut it out, won't ya? You guys are helping the gay community like Ramses was helping the Hebrews. Judy Garland is probably rolling over in her grave right now. No, I know your side of the story. We want gay people to be respected as equals and not be discriminated against. Well, hey, okay, you know, damn good problem there. That needs to be solved. But what I want to know is which one of you Einsteins thought up this prize-winning Etzel of a solution. To get respect, you have to earn it. You have to show the world that you deserve respect. And how do you do that? By marching half-naked in boy toy leather gear through the streets in broad daylight, waving pink flags and singing It's Raining Men? No! Wrong answer! Oh, I'm so sorry, but you have won a copy of our home game and another 100 years of violent oppression. What's wrong with you, are you bent? The idea here is to make straight people comfortable with the idea of gay people, and you're making it look like the limp-wristed S&M rainbow apocalypse is coming. That's not gonna work! First of all, where does this need to tell complete strangers your own private business come from? It's private! Who you have sex with and how is not meant to be public knowledge. Okay, maybe you have suffered some kind of gay prejudice, but they wouldn't know you were gay unless you told them, right? Why would you do that? I don't understand why you feel this drive to tell everyone around you private shit that they probably didn't even want to know in the first place. Here, how often do you hear this?
Hi, I'm Bob and we'll be working together. I hope you don't mind, but I smoke a pipe and sometimes I like to play country music. Oh, I screw my wife doggy style too, by the way.
You see how stupid that sounds? And don't be a smartass and say,
but I haven't told anyone.
While you're standing there covered with pink triangles and a t-shirt that says I kiss boys, it's the same damn thing. When was the last time you saw a straight pride t-shirt and went to a straight pride parade, huh? You say it shouldn't matter to people whether you're gay or not? Well, if it shouldn't matter, why are you shoving it in everyone's faces? If you're gonna dump the fact that you're gay all over everyone, then don't gripe when you get smacked around for it occasionally, okay? You asked for it. Hey, you know, why not pick some other kind of highly private, irrelevant information to be proud about? Why not go to work and start hanging my mother has hemorrhoids and I'm proud stickers all over your cubicle? Show up at your next job interview and say, oh, by the way, my mother has hemorrhoids and I hope no one here will have a problem with that. Then you can get in your car with the my mother has hemorrhoids and I vote sticker on it and drive to the my mother has hemorrhoids pride parade. Whee! You can wave around brown flags and throw little purple jawbreakers at the bystanders. It makes just as much sense. And you know what? If you get enough people to do that, you're going to start seeing some prejudice against you for it. Not because your mother has hemorrhoids, but because you're all acting like fucking morons. I know plenty of straight people, even straight people who hate gays. The fact is, they wouldn't mind them so much if they didn't march around like pissed off Care Bears with hip dysplasia. And I'm suffering for it. Yes, me. Me and every other gay person out there. Why? Because the second I tell someone I'm gay, they think I'm one of you idiots. I'm more in the closet now than I would have been without your dumbass crusade. I'm afraid to tell people I'm gay because I don't want them to think I'm gonna whip out a dress and start dragging Celine Dion right there in front of everybody. How are gay people ever supposed to be thought of as normal when you guys are out there making everyone think we're all lobotomized hormone therapy experiments? You say we should all be proud to be gay? Well, thanks to you, I'm ashamed to be gay, okay? And I sure as hell wish you'd stop representing me. And all this just so you can grab your boyfriend's ass in the middle of Eddie Bauer without being stared at. Hey, save it for the bedroom, okay? Sexually stimulating your mate in public is just fucking gross, no matter what your preference is. Just back off on this a little, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Every society has come to accept homosexuality eventually if it's just left alone. It may not happen in our lifetimes, but this combat gay pride crap certainly isn't going to speed it along. Why not be thankful that you're not strung up to a tree and burned for having a boyfriend like they used to do? Think about that for a while. That'll make your little parade seem a little less important. This is to your discreetly gay ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.